Shalom v'bracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Pele Yoyetz in Shem 263. We will try to finish the topic of boundaries of Goder. Specifically, since Shem number 261, we started speaking about one of the greatest Eitzas a person can hear if they really want to make change in their life. Bein Adam l'Chaveiroi, Bein Adam l'Mokoi, between man and man, between man and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to write down on a piece of paper everything we've been learning until now and to review it every single day, that we have mitzvahs, we have responsibilities, and to write down where we need to mechazik ourselves and to review this daily on a daily basis. That's what we spoke about in Shir number 261, 262. Here now in Shir number 263, the Pele Yoyetz gets very personal. And he says, personalize this letter that you're writing down. V'yikach havidi hagodol v'yira eiz averis hu rogil behem v'dosh ba'kevav. Person should take the vidi hagodol, which is written by Rav Nissim Goyin. There are others as well from the Chida, and the Chayadon brings this as well. And what this is you go down the vidoy. It's not just ashamnu, baganu, gazalnu, dibarnu, doifi, aleph, beis, gimel, dalet. But in each of the aleph, beis letters, they discuss aleph, ashamnu, achalnu, achilas asurais, I ate forbidden foods, and other topics that are under aleph, beis, baganu, and then other letters, other words, and isurim, averis, that start with the letter beis. One would go through this and write them down. What applies to me? Where can I strengthen myself? In the shmiras hamitzvos, the yirshon b'zaksav, and write this down, eich esa haroa hagadoyla hazois v'kazois, shekach v'kach onshol v'lome evor al mitzvah zu v'zu. And then the person should write down, how can I es haroa gdoil hazois do this horrific evil which carries with it, write down the punishment. And if you take a look in the art scroll Machzor on Yom Kippur and look in the back by the Al-Chaitz and the Vidui over there, where there is a clear description for which mitzvahs get which punishments. We don't have to wait to Elul, we don't have to wait to Tishrei, to Av, to Elul, we don't have to wait for that, we can do this now. Dust off your arts called Machzor, and take a look, and write this down for yourself, so that when you get to Rosh Hashanah, when you get to Elul, it's a different Elul, a different level, different place. And he continues and says, "Lomo loy achus al nafshi." How can I not be concerned for my nefesh, my soul? What are we here for in life? The guf is here to house the nefesh. "Lomo loy achus al nafshi." "Lomo loy achus al kavod koini." How could I not be concerned for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor? HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me. And this is the mindset we have to have, to do the mitzvahs, and not to transgress the averus. For who? For what? For me. Hashem is Avinu, Avarachman. Hashem loves us more than we can imagine. How can I violate the Rasan Hashem? Who would want to get their father upset? Their father, their biological father. Who would want to get their father and mother upset? When the person transgresses averus, he's angering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Toy aches shel mikol. He reminds us of the very famous Mishnah in Perek Yovas, Perek Dal, Mishnah Yitzayin. 1 hour of Torah and Ma'asim Tovim in this world is better than all of Olam Haba. Halay Toiv Sho Achas Shel Toiv Masin Toivim BeOlam Hazeh Mikol Chay Olam Haba. However, on the flip side, VeYof Sho Achas Shel Koyes Ruach BeOlam Haba Mikol Chay Olam Hazeh. The reward that will receive lo'asid lava in the future, no'ilam haba, is greater than any type of reward we can think to comprehend, to imagine here in this world. Kol kovil d'no tzoras ha'nefesh lo'ilam haba afilu sha'achas yirov et tzora mikol ro'is o'ilam hazeh. With this in mind, a person has to understand that the converse of these two statements is also true, which is what? Even one moment of spiritual pain in the next world, in Olam Haba, is worse and more horrible than all of the evils in Olam Hazeh found in this world. V'sha'achas mikol shemach'is ha'odom es b'iroi melech ha'meniso. In one moment that a person spends angering the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tzara v'ra gedoyla l'yirei Hashem v'chayish v'shmai. It's an atrocity. It's a great evil, says the Pelioitz, toward those who fear Hashem and those who give thought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say Moedani in the morning, we wake up, Shechazata bi nishmasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us our neshama back. Who can comfortably, rightfully say, I fulfilled all my mitzvahs the best way possible? Who can be so brazen to say that? I didn't do any averus today. I did all the mitzvahs the best way possible. I didn't waste any time. Who can say that? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? The next day, we wake up. Maidani lefanecha melechai v'chaim shechazata bi nishmasi. Hashem birachmanus is giving us back our life. And the person has the audacity to violate the Rasan Hashem. This is Avinu Avarachman, this is our father, who wants to harm his father. Nobody wants to harm their father. Hine continues the Pel Yoitz. You call Roy Yisraelim Abba, that this is a tzara gedoyla v'ra l'yirei Hashem chayish yishmai mikol royis oylam haba. Worse than all of the evils in the next world. For a person to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to not do the rasan Hashem. Hinek yichein hareini mekabo olai b'li ned elizar mizeh mizeh. And this is what the person writes down. I hereby accept upon myself, without making a neder, no neder, to be very vigilant. And you write down which mitzvahs. What needs strengthening? L'kayim zevezeh, and to fulfill the following. The mitzvahs that a person singled out and scrutinized and said, okay, you know what? Maybe I have to say Shema better. Maybe I have to daven with a minyan better. Maybe I have to be more careful checking for bugs with the vegetables. Maybe I have to learn what the bugs look like. I need to check for strawberries. Can a person eat blackberries? Raspberries? Can one find the bugs in them? To avoid them? Most places say no. You can't eat those. Look into it. Talking in shul. Do I talk in shul? Chas v'shalom? Rachman lo'tzlan. You know, I have to say for a second, I really don't understand something. There's a war going on. We've lost so many brothers and sisters, Achein b'nei Yisrael. I don't understand how there are people still talking in shul. And these are sometimes the same people who are very vigilant in regards to supporting Eretz Yisrael. How could we be talking during davening? How could we be talking during Kriya Satayra? So you write this down on a piece of paper. I'm not going to talk in the Beis Knesset, Dvarim B'Teilim. And he continues, Vim ever hayoim hazeh alachas mi'eile? And if a person should write down that if he transgresses one of those things that he wrote down, and he has to review them every single day, Etein knas al kol dover kach v'kach. It'll make up amount. whether it's 25 cents for every transgression, whether it's a dollar, whatever the person can afford and be practical and real for himself. In regards to conducting him, a person should conduct himself with abstinence, refrain from those averus, v'layavar, and not to continue to transgress, v'Hashem l'kin yazerli, and write down, Hashem will help me, v'zreini l'kei yisheini yisheinu al devar kavod shemecha. And Hashem, and you should continue, conclude with his tefillah, with the tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we say in Tachanun, that Hashem should help Hashem, v'zreini l'kei yisheinu al devar kavod shemecha. For Hashem's name, his great name. V'yoyim sha'achar of yireh im omad ala mishmar im avar yafish tekef haknas shekosav. And the next day, person goes over this paper and he sees, did I fall short anywhere? Do I have to give a knas anywhere? Do I have to get stuck anywhere? Do I have to mechazik myself in something? And I want to tell you something. Most probably we will have to give tzedaka if we're doing this and we're going to make a mistake somewhere. We're human. Don't get down on yourself. If you're going to be a person that's going to write this out and do this, first of all, send me a message that you're working on this. That's number one. That's amazing. That's just amazing. And don't get hard on yourself. Don't get down on yourself if you actually have to give $5 at tzedakah, whatever it might be. Because you're going to pick yourself up and you're mechazik yourself. And then you read it and reread it, which you wrote down, and you amend it. You take away something, you add something, depending on where you're holding, what you're up to. Kocho yase. Now look what he says here. Miyomim yamima midei chaydish bechadshoy. Now it's Rosh Chaydish Adar. It's Rosh Chaydish Adar now. What a beautiful time to start trying to do this. Read this every. I do this for a month, every day, from month to month. So first he says, try for a month. Now he says, every month. Why? Because this is how we should try to live our lives. Set this into practice without fail, and you'll be successful. He says, if you can do this with a good friend that you can discuss Yiras Hashem with, Toiv and Shnaim and Echad, Rav Brevda Zatzal, he writes in the Sefer Yimei Ratzon, says, try to find a good friend to mechazik, work together in Yerushalayim. Mechanunin obezois v'tiru neflois. The Pelayoitz uses the words in regards to when Hashem says, test me, when the guards are giving tzedakah, Meiser. Mechanunin obezois, he concludes this topic of Goder, of boundaries, of encouraging us to write down our responsibilities to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chanunin Abizois, test me, he says, if you will with this, and you will see wondrous results. Ki ha-michtav, michtav, ilakim, v'akriya, v'azachira, goder, godol, mo'iz, omigdol. Because this is writing, is a godly writing, michtav, ilakim. And the reading, and the remembering, is a great boundary. A great boundary, a great goder, a stronghold, and a fortress to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem to do the mitzvahs properly. He ends off, he says, he'll talk more about this in the topic of Zechiro, in the topic of Siag. V'lvash lo yipo me'asai zois yoyim l'yoyim yikol yimei chayov. Says, make sure you don't fail to do this every day of your life. And concludes, v'hine Hashem nitzav alav, and Hashem will stand over him. Meaning, The way a person wants to go, Hashem will lead that person in that direction. We have a beautiful, beautiful Eitzah of really how to try to make a difference in our lives, how to make change, real change. I want to wish everyone Hatzlacha Rabbah with this beautiful Eitzah from the Pele Yoitz.